My name is David Hampton, and starting in 2012, I contributed three shows, serving as a guest curator for Oceanside Museum of Art. My ongoing long-term work on trying to illuminate more about San Diego's contemporary arts history. So my area of focus is basically the 40s through the 70s, especially the post-war 50s and 60s. And I can't believe that more people in our art community aren't more aware of the importance of the things that took place here. That jacket is part of a kind of series of works and some performance happenings and events that Bob Matheny created while he was a professor at Southwestern College. So curiously, he put out what happened is he saw that there was an artist in Los Angeles that would show up in front of galleries at night at La Cienega at openings, and he would show up in a van marked art disposal service, which was kind of part of this guy's performance routine. And John knew that artist. He had been in San Diego, and John asked if, I mean, Bob Matheny asked if he could set up a San Diego franchise of the art disposal service. So this jacket was made by Bob Matheny. He designed the lettering and he printed it out and attached it to the back. But it's in fact a found object. It's a Sears brand shop coat. So this was part of his uniform, but he created this whole event with also material evidence. So press releases, very much following the kind of protocols of conceptual art practice at that time, you would do listings in the newspaper announcing your events. There would be photographs to document these things. The whole conceptual art protocols and practices at work. And this was about 1969. And what's really interesting is that within the same year as this art disposal idea, and think idea, the kind of text in his press releases was this sort of, artists can't help it. They're making way too much art. We don't need all this art. It's becoming pollution. And curiously, within the same year, John Baldessari did his very, very famous cremation project, in which he took a whole, I don't know, something close to 50 paintings and destroyed them and had them cremated and turned the ashes into yet another part of the work. But both artists were playing with this idea about making too much art. Why are we making it? What's good art? What's bad art? Do we need any of this stuff? Maybe we should get rid of it.